This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with Martin McDonnell of Spokes and
Chris Payton, also of Spokes.
And you chaps this morning have been the only deputation to this month's council meeting, and it's all about cycling, of course, with Spokes, isn't it?
It is all about cycling, but the transformation programme is about a lot more than just cycling. I'm not just a cyclist, I also drive a car around the city, I walk, I take the bus. And the programme gives benefits to all of those modes of transport and to everybody in the city. It's really a people-facing programme.
We should really explain this is all about the city centre transformation programme. Chris, do you think it's transformative enough?
I think there's more that can be done, there always is, but at the end of the day, when I first got involved in kind of cycle campaigning, I imagined what I might want things to look like. And actually, this fulfills many of those dreams. That's why I came to speak to today, because I'm genuinely excited about what's in this. If this goes ahead, I will be very happy.
And what do you think the most exciting part is then, Martin? What's the best part for you? What have you been shouting about all these years?
All these years, we've been shouting about reducing the traffic and encouraging people to get out of their cars and get active. And real strides have been taken in that direction. So we're very, very pleased to hear that, which also fits in, of course, with the pollution problem and the low emission zone that's coming along.
Part of the what the council were talking about at the Transport and Environment Committee last week, when this was first put on, well, not first, but put on the table for approval, was that it's going to actually be over 10 years this programme is going to be rolled out. And part of the criticism from other political parties is that it's not funded. But do you see a 10-year programme as lacking an ambition, or what do you think about the timescale?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm very keen to see which elements of the programme can be front-loaded, which bits can we do soon to deliver impact soonest. And clearly, you know, it's a considerable amount of money, but it's also spread across 10 years. At the end of the day, I see this programme as an investment in the city and the people that live in the city. It delivers for their health, their mental health. It's an investment for the future.
I think this is such a big, radical programme that the city can't really grasp how much it can achieve. Mm. There are a lot of barriers to achieving things quickly, for example.
Well, £314 million might be one of those barriers, Martin.
Yes, but the ambitions of the programme are completely in line with Scottish Government and Sustrans policies, and so they're very well placed to get funding for those things. Plus, sometimes people have to recognise that this is an investment, that a lot of the benefits will be long-term benefits on people's health, on the environment,
like
etc. Yeah, so there's hidden benefits from reducing costs to the health service, etc., which will come from it, but it's difficult to quantify those right now. So I think once the programme gets going, they will realise, once they've taken breath and got their breath back, that there's more that they can do, and they're gearing up with a special team, a dedicated team to deliver this. And I think once the bus starts rolling kind of thing, they'll find that they can do much more.
That's an unfortunate turn of phrase, a bus. Well, of course, it is all about using buses and everything and public transport too. So Spokes are behind this. That's the end result, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Great. Yeah, 100%, yep.
Well, thank you very much. I know that you'll be keeping your eye on this, and I'm sure holding the council to account every step of the way. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
I'm now with Councillor Leslie McInnes. Leslie, as you well know, you're the convener of Transport and Environment, and today was a good day, I think, at full council.
It was indeed. We have seen detailed scrutiny of the City Centre Transformation Plan that we've been working on now for about 18 months. Which pulls together a series of ambitious plans to really revitalise the city centre and turn it into a place for people.
And like what? What are you going to do first?
There's a whole variety of projects that are planned. We've already got some of them underway in terms of design and planning and having gone through consultation. But essentially what this is an umbrella approach that allows us to plan the city centre very effectively. And what we're trying to do is to plan a reduction in motor vehicle use of it, a shift towards public transport and what we call active travel, so walking and cycling, and really making the place much more people-oriented rather than vehicle-oriented.
So this is going to get round things like, well, you're addressing things like climate change, you're addressing, you've got a low emission zone mm-hmm. policy, it's all that kind of thing. And it's also good for air quality. Mm-hmm. Why is it going to be good for somebody, say, who lives in the north of the city?
People who live in the north of the city might very well be commuting into the city centre, or they might be coming in for leisure purposes. People from my ward in Liberton Gilbert are doing exactly that. So we want to create a place that is great for people who are either commuting into work or who are coming in for leisure, any number of things. But we'll also see a knock-on effect in terms of what we learn and understand about how the city moves, how we move people and goods around, that will then be applied elsewhere in the city too.
Today at the full council there was an amendment by the Conservative group on the council, and what they said was that you didn't have enough detail. You had a 343-page report at last week's Transport and Environment Committee meeting, but you didn't have enough detail and they didn't know where the money was coming from. You've told us that half of the plan, the 5 years of the plan, is actually fully funded. Can you comment on that?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of big projects. I mean, for example, we've recently pulled in funding from the Scottish Government of over £20 million to look at the George Street and First Newtown redesign. So there are a number of examples like that that will form the first foundation stones for this 10-year plan. So we know where we're going on that. But we fully recognise the fact, and I don't think the Conservatives understand this, that the strategy document is precisely that. It's a strategy. It's not a precise operating plan that tells us exactly what we will do in year 9. Instead, what it does is it delivers a direction of travel. It tells us exactly where
That's
we need to get
pun,
to.
Leslie.
It is indeed, and I apologise. There's been a lot of them kicking around this morning. But we know exactly where we need to get to. What the next 10 years will do will provide us with plenty of opportunities to find out how to get there. And that's what we'll be doing in the coming years and months.
Okay. So some of your headline, just to wrap up, some of the headline things are, you are thinking about pedestrianising Waverley Bridge. You're thinking of reducing lanes of traffic on Lothian Road.
Well, essentially what it boils down to is the development of a pedestrian priority zone right across the city centre. And what that will do will allow people to make the choices to shift more towards public transport, for example, or towards more active means of getting around that city centre. We're looking to reduce down the volume of cars, take some out altogether in terms of certain streets, but overall a reduction in cars. We are not blocking cars from coming into the city centre, but we're looking to manage it much better.
And the buses?
The buses will still have access. We fully expect that to be the case. There's been a lot of scaremongering around the buses. It's not the case at all. We will be working very closely with all the operators, including, of course, Lothian Bus, to ensure that the right level of service is provided into the city centre for the people who live further out, for the people who are moving around the city centre. So we'll see a reduction in the numbers. Currently, Princess Street looks like a bus park. You can walk right across the top of the roofs from one end to the other. It doesn't help us as a city, so we have to find a way to make that work much better. This is complex, multi-layered work that we're doing, so the ability for us to deliver pat answers on what will happen to the Service 22 or any other part of the city centre, we don't want to take that route. We want to develop a coherent, well-structured, well-thought-through, discussed element of this plan.
Well, we look forward to seeing it in the months and years to come.
Thank you.
It's the first instalment of a mini-series of chats with the council leader. We talked to him for about 40 minutes in all. Rather than try to get you to commit such a long time to listening, we've broken it up into more manageable chunks. Each one will be published online with a written article too, on www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.